Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, February 22nd, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, I find I'm asking myself in recent weeks, what explains the reaction I've received? The, to put it euphemistically, harassment. A staggeringly extravagant harassment. Is what I say really so different from other public testimony? And on this tip, I hope you'll visit a new page that I've made that extends our good threes argument in the words of Giovanni Arrighi and eventually Antonio Gramsci. And I hope you'll listen to the part five. I played it just now if you had tuned in early. Of the moving forward word beat that I posted with this show, as well as on the page, My Son's Beats, since, per usual, the HTML code, or perhaps it's the very page I post, is being supplanted or substituted. And so as now this part two embracing global goals page is being messed with, in order for you to know what I'm trying to post, look for the most recent texts of each show from now on the blog page of The Nascence as PDFs. I hope you'll listen to this part five, moving forward, word beat, and give Kropotkin his due. Ponder carefully his argument because it's dense. Notice the implications of what he says about education. Simply put, that we've been told the wrong story. And we'll be considering today that when we're talking about theory, we're talking about story. We ended the February 8, 2015 show on themes we end on frequently, on the issue of language and seeing reality. I.e. basing theory and so strategy that's effective on what is historically evident, to use the words of our good three. They were just saying, our good three, that to even use the terminology citizen barbarian, national immigrant, perpetuates our enslavement. And I suggested in this February 8 show that the stories I bring, for example, the ones we'll hear today from Harper Lee or Jomo Kenyatta, are fragments of a new language that springs from authenticity, from we the people, renouncing power's definitions and acknowledging our true experience and embracing, therefore, self-creation. To base theory on what our bodies tell us means to acknowledge and honor our actual experience, which means to see material reality accurately, and that to distort our seeing so as to deny the validity of our original judgment of ours, that is to say that before it is intentionally impaired, to deny the validity of our senses, and of what we know in our bodies to be so, is the point of education. And we said in this February 8, 2015 show that this is also the point of infiltration, and that infiltration is much more massive and widespread than those of us necessarily focused on survival could ever have imagined. But back to education, distorting our perception of reality being the point of education. Kropotkin says as much in this word beat posted with this show, in saying that in our hands, the peoples, we commoners globally, it will have to be rethought to include our experience, our body's experience, which makes Kropotkin dangerous to power. And our good three are likewise coming to this conclusion, reached by Kropotkin. A century previously, at least, which makes anti-systemic movements unique in contemporary social critique, in inviting a new story, and therefore dangerous to power. And this is what's different about what is said here. We are inviting a new story and drawing on the ancestors who are inviting a new story. In Waking Up, when I wrote about the weapon of theory, I was really writing about the weapon of a new story. So long as we don't claim our own story, everything we do will be absorbed into the old one of class, of power, of rule.